Sri Gaura Sundara, that we are so fortunate to be sitting before, is the personal worshipable deity of the eternal consort of the Lord, Sri Vishnu Priya Devi. It is explained how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his journey to Bangladesh, his wife Lakshmi Devi, feeling the intense pangs of separation, she was bitten by the serpent of that separation, and she left this world to re-enter into her eternal lila as the divine consort of the Lord. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Navadvip Dham, his mother, Sachi Devi, was plunged into an ocean of transcendental grief upon the demise of her beloved daughter-in-law. In order to satisfy his mother by giving her assurance that he would not leave home, he agreed to take another wife. When Sachi Devi would go to the Ganges to perform her daily bath, every day she would see the most beautiful and gracious daughter of Sri Sanatan Mishra. Her name was Vishnupriya. She was the embodiment of all divine qualities. Each day Vishnupriya would take the dust from the feet of Sachi Devi in great humility. So the arrangement was made for their marriage. Vishnupriya and Lord Gaurasundar had the most wonderful, pompous wedding that had ever been seen in Navadvip Dham. One great devotee of the Lord of the name Budhi Manta Kham, he was so happy that the Lord was marrying Srimati Vishnupriya that he agreed to finance and make all the arrangements for the most wonderful, wonderful wedding. In this marriage, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving so much charity and treating every guest of the thousands and thousands of guests in such a way that they were all completely satisfied. Anyways, Vishnupriya remained the supreme embodiment of chastity and faithfulness as the consort of the Lord. And as we were explaining last night in the Bhagavad Gita class, for the sake of giving compassion to all the fallen souls in this age of Kali, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the sannyas order of life, leaving Vishnupriya merged in the most unimaginable and deep ecstasies of separation. In fact, Sachi Devi, she was allowed from time to time to see Lord Gauranga. But Vishnupriya, being his wife, was never allowed to see him again. But she was given this murti, and she was given the sandals, the paduka, that is on the altar just now. And she worshipped these wooden sandals, and she worshipped this form of Lord Gaurachandra as her life and soul. It is described that every day she would chant the holy names of the Lord. And after each round of chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, she would put one grain of rice aside. And at the end of the day, however many rounds of Maha Mantra she chanted, that many grains of rice she cooked, and she offered it to this blessed deity of Lord Gaurasundar, and then she would take his prasad. This blessed deity of Lord Gauranga has been visited and worshipped by great acharyas since the time of Sri Vishnupriya. So let us offer our prayer at the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, that our blessed pilgrimage to Sri Navadvip Dham could bear the fruit of deeper and deeper dedication and commitment to serving the Lord's devotees and to always remembering His mercy. And let us pray that by remembering Him and serving His devotees, we can, in the mood of Sri Vishnupriya, live our life exclusively for His pleasure. Ashlisya vapadratam panashtumam madarshanam maramahatam karotiva yathatatata vajatatulam pato mat prananatastu se eva napara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed in Shikshastakam that if you like, my Lord, you can embrace me. Or if you like, you can trample upon me. Or even you can make me brokenhearted by not being present before me. You have every right to deal with me in any way you please, because I am your servant unconditionally. And who displayed this quality of pure bhakti in a more wonderful way than Srimati Vishnupriya Devi? When the Lord explained to her how he would be taking sannyas, she was weeping, soaking his lotus feet with her tears. But she said, "My Lord, whatever must take place to make you happy, you please do that. Let me or no one else stand in the way of your mission. Your happiness is my life and soul. We should be willing to accept any inconvenience, even any suffering, even death itself, if that is what is required to serve and to please our Gurudev and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu." This Vipralamba Seva, which was offered to the Murti of Lord Gauranga, is the heart and soul of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. I'd like to ask Mahanidhi Maharaj to speak a few words also. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai! Sri Vishnupriya Devi ki jai! Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki
jai! When we stand before the deity of Shamsundar, or Damodar, or Banki Bihari, or Gopinath, or Radharaman, Krishna is absorbed in his mode of sambhog, or enjoying the divine association of Srimati Radharani. Krishna is playing his flute, and he's lovingly standing in a threefold form next to Srimati Radharani. And he is absorbed in his lila of enjoying the spiritual world. But when Lord Shamsundar, Damodar Krishna, Gopinath, when he comes to this world, he takes the form of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So when we take darshan of Krishna, Shamsundar, his hands are embracing the flute. His hands are closed and they're embracing the holes of his divine flute. And he's playing wonderful music by which all the residents of Vrindavan are enlivened and feeling great ecstasy to hear that transcendental sound. But when he comes as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he opens his hands and he extends his arms. And he says, "Here, take it, take it, take it." What is he saying? Take prema. Namo mahabhananyaya Krishna prema pradhayate. Pradhaya means, I'm giving you Krishna prema. I'm not holding it. I'm not holding it in my hands. Just like if you have an expensive jewel, you hold it tightly in your hands and keep it close to your heart. So the jewel of Shyamasundara is his flute, by which he enlivens the gopis and attracts Radharani and moves the whole spiritual world by that sound. So he keeps his hands closed and he keeps his prema within himself and only shares it with his liberated souls, Nitya Siddha associates. Mahaprabhu, he opens his hands, he extends his arms, and he says, "Here, the prema is in my hands, come and take it." With both hands, not just with one hand, with both hands. So this is the mercy of Mahaprabhu. He's giving us love for Radha and Krishna. So Vishnupriya is very dear. Her name is Vishnupriya. She's very dear to Krishna and very dear to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Lord Gauranga, he's extending his hands and saying, "Here, please take love of Radha and Krishna." So we're coming here and we're gladly extending our hands to accept the gift that he's giving. We can imagine that he's just offering us a garland. With his two arms extended, he's offering us a garland of prema. We want to accept that garland. But how do we accept that garland of prema? How do we accept that love from Gauranga Mahaprabhu? By absolute surrender to the lotus feet of our spiritual master. That is all that's required. We surrender to the lotus feet of our spiritual master, and we can accept the prema from Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai.